right, we are joined now by Mike Schultz of the River Cities Reader. He's the entertainment editor for that fine periodical and website. Again, you can read it every other week everywhere.
There's our music.
There it is. Yeah, Mike was disjointed.
Got a dining,
I was a little thrown.
You got a dining guide in here this year.
Yeah, we got the dining guide coming up in about a month, I guess that is.
Well, it's going to be very helpful tomorrow.
Oh, this is our wine guide.
This is for the
brew,
wine.
For brouhaha
this is
tomorrow.
A brand new thing, actually, that we're going to start, hopefully, and do on a yearly basis.
Yeah,
it's all the brew pubs in the area and microbreweries. And
every brewery within 120 miles
is
in this thing. And then there's a nice
chack full
pull out for tomorrow's brouhaha.
This is what you need to know about Dave and I.
Hmm.
For Dave, it's all about the money. For me, I just prefer...
the beer?
I just prefer having a fine wine and sharing it with friends.
Fantastic.
With good friends.
Good friends.
Okay. Well, this is your issue then, buddy. You're set.
God will get you for that one. Let's go ahead and talk about what you saw since the last time we talked, Mike.
It wasn't a bad weekend, all things considered.
I thought when we left you here, I felt...
It looked
grim. Tell me if this is an inappropriate metaphor. I kind of felt like... I was in the back of the PT boat, and it was Normandy, and Schultz was in the front of the boat.
Yeah.
And when you walked out of that door, I thought, good luck getting to the beach, pal.
Yeah,
good
I wasn't sure I'd be here this week, to be honest.
Some never even got off the boat.
Right? Yeah. Well, 2 weeks ago was horrific, and then last week, it looked deadly.
Yeah.
But it wasn't so bad, actually.
Okay.
We had Tyler Perry's I Can Do Bad All By Myself.
Which you actually kind of liked.
Which I actually kind of liked quite a bit,
I remember reading that
article. You tend to like a lot of his stuff.
I'm okay with it. I don't hate a lot of it at all. I'm not sure I've hated any of his movies. I'm not a fan. They're not built for me. That's understandable and fine. This one was pretty great, I gotta say. And Madea, you know, laughing till I was crying. Literally.
Really?
Literally. She's in it. He is in it just enough this time. Just enough. Right. Perfect. Like every 15, 20 minutes pops up and just kind of is a smart ass.
I've heard about this movie.
Number one movie in America, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Got a lot of good acting. It's still a soap opera. They all are. But it's got a lot of great music in it. You got full numbers with Gladys Knight and Mary J. Blige, and
I love me some Gladys Knight.
Sure.
Yeah, she looks great. She sounds great. Yeah. It was awesome, and they let her sing the whole number uninterrupted. And you're like going,
okay,
I just got my money's worth.
Cool,
not bad. Sorority Row looked really, really bad.
This is the one with Carrie Fisher,
yes,
house mom
as the den mother, the boozy den mother. Yeah, and it's pretty terrible for about an hour. So you have to sit through a lot of really bad, just kind of obvious horror crap. But then it turns into Scream, basically, in the last half hour. And it's kind of like they just throw all seriousness aside, and they're like, this isn't working.
Uh-huh.
Let's just have some fun with this.
Yeah.
And it's kind of one witty one-liner after another, and Carrie Fisher shows up with a shotgun, and you're like, all right, I'm having a good time.
Do you think maybe it's too bad she didn't show up with the big... launcher in Blues Brothers.
Oh, right. Oh, that would have been good. Yes.
Do you think that's exactly what happened?
I don't know.
Is like, you know what? We got to save this somehow.
Yeah.
We're on the hook for this thing.
See, I didn't realize that was a remake.
I didn't either until like 2 days after I saw it, actually.
Right.
House on Sorority Row.
Right.
The title sounds familiar now that I hear it.
Right.
But, but I don't know either.
Or
but
if they brought in different people or something, and they said, we got to do something else.
You got to fix this.
Or maybe
thing.
there were funnier scenes at the beginning that were
just didn't work.
Taken out.
Yeah. Who knows? Okay.
Strange.
But it wasn't bad.
I mean, it's bad for a long time, but it redeems itself by the end enough that you leave going, okay.
The theory that I shared with you when we put the show on hold last week.
Yeah. Yes.
Right or wrong?
Wrong. Actually,
okay,
no.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, I was all set to send you a note right away if it was true, and no, not at all.
Okay,
and finally saw Whiteout, thriller with Kate Beckinsale in the Antarctic.
Right.
Which is every single thriller you've seen 80 times before. You've got the lovable doctor named Doc, and you've got the, you know, this.
You got Sleepy.
You got the scene where, we got the killer, and he's dead, and, it wasn't really the killer. There's a whole nother killer, and you got the handsome dude who shows up who's vaguely mysterious and might be the, you know, it's just every cliche you've ever seen. It's fine.
I haven't heard of any of these movies.
Yeah.
You
missed one week.
I don't think they're playing in South Dakota.
Maybe
they'll get them later on.
They won't be playing here for much longer either, probably.
Okay.
But it's just boring. It's there's nothing going on in it.
Okay.
So who cares?
Well,
two weren't bad.
We've got four movies opening in Quad City theaters this weekend. Yeah, let's start with Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yeah, because the title's funny.
Based on the beloved book of the same title, a scientist trying to solve world hunger causes havoc when food falls from the sky in the 3D tale with the voices of Anna Faris, James Caan. And there's a scene where his character goes through a toll booth and is killed with a pepperoni repeatedly. Andy Samberg, Bruce Campbell, Mr. T, Neil Patrick Harris, Benjamin Bratt, and Al Roker.
That's my favorite cast
ever. Al Roker's got to be a meatball.
You would think, right? Here's a clip from Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Well, those cheeseburgers were only the beginning because a breakfast system is on its way to Swallow Falls. My forecast? Sunny. Side up.
Boy, if
get
only.
It? Because it's
sunny.
That's delicious.
Side up.
Get I wonder it? If James Caan uses one of the meatballs to play rollerball. Jonathan. Jonathan.
Also opening today, Jennifer's Body. Megan Fox stars as a high school cheerleader who becomes possessed and begins killing the unsuspecting boys of her small town.
Have you seen the trailers of this?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it on TV?
I've seen enough.
Where at the very end, she's kind of like growling.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of that.
You're like, in line even as we speak.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, that's right, baby. Take my face off.
Here's a clip from Jennifer's Body.
What do you want from me? I just want to explain some things to you. Okay, so you remember the night of the fire? I got really messed up. They killed you.
I'm still here, aren't I? I mean, they did go all Benihana on my ass with that knife, and it should have killed me, but for some reason, it didn't.
I couldn't bring myself to hurt you. I mean, I'm a really good friend.
Leave.
Come on, Needy, let me stay the night. We can play boyfriend-girlfriend like we used to.
Oh,
well,
boy.
There you go. Okay. And you've just sold a billion more tickets.
She's she's in the beginning of the movie. Her character is sacrificed to Satan.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And that's written by that Diablo Cody who did the Juno movie. So there's going to be a lot of really clever, witty things.
A lot of bone maws.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm gonna wait and see what you think first.
Okay.
Before I make any decisions about this movie.
Yeah, put all the pressure on me.
See also opening today, The Informant with an exclamation point.
Yes. This is getting all kinds of great reviews.
Yeah, Matt Damon stars in the true story of Mark Whitaker, the highest-ranking corporate whistleblower in the history of the United States.
I'd love to be one of those.
A whistleblower?
Would be a great gig,
actually. Here's a clip from The Informant.
Once it starts, it is going to be intense. They are going to know that somebody was on the inside working with us, and they're going to do almost anything to find out who it is.
But you guys still think I'm going to be okay at the company, right? I mean, you guys are going to, you know, take down the bad guys, but I'll be okay, right?
Tell them. You're cooperating with the government,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. I know, but I mean, I'm just asking if you guys think I'm going to be okay at the company. This thing,
well, I think the corporate culture is going to change a little bit for you.
I should say so. We should just focus on the raid.
But everything's going to still be cool at work, right?
I mean, I'm going to bring down this company, but
everything will be...
And it's going to affect my job, is it?
Oh, that sounds good.
I can't wait. Yeah,
that sounds good.
Am I alone in being happy Scott Bakula's in a movie? That's pretty cool. Yeah. Scott Bakula's kind of great,
You know what? I got to say, Joni Cusack made me laugh a little bit there.
But as far as work goes, that should be cool.
No, but we're going to bring down the company, but this is still going to be, everyone's going to be cool with me, right? I mean, that's
could
good
be
stuff.
Fun.
That looks good.
Finally opening today. Oh, boy.
Yeah, the movie no one's going to see.
I will see.
Well. Oh, I don't mean in the world. I just mean anyone listening to the show.
Right. Yeah. Love Happens. Jennifer Aniston and Aaron Eckhart star.
Okay.
You're in line for Jennifer's Body. That's it.
Yeah.
He's out of here.
People are going to get confused thinking Jennifer's Body is about
Jennifer Aniston.
That I'd like to see. Although I hear she's got banana boobs.
Yeah?
I read that online.
So?
Banana boobs.
Sometimes it's a nice change of pace, I think.
Jennifer Aniston and Aaron Eckhart star in the story of a self-help author who meets the woman who might finally help him help himself.
I'll say this.
The trailer for this
is unbearable.
Just makes me wish I didn't have eyes and ears.
Let me say this. They got half the title right.
Yeah, yeah, Schultz. There's your two-word review.
There it is.
There's your two-word review.
Title's half right.
Love happens. Yeah. More like happens.
Yeah.
And when are you gonna?
Not only does
when are you gonna listen to us, Mike, and just write two-word reviews?
I know.
Not only does it
get some time back.
Not only does it happen, it keeps happening. It happens throughout the movie.
The trailers really lead you to believe that it's just Aaron Eckhart looking.
Yeah,
it's
unbearable.
Sprightly and
it's really
somehow
bad. But she still has that sad thing that we talked about when she did that other one this year, that he's just not into you, where she just always looks like
poor
me, you know?
Well, and that's the way she's portrayed in in public, in real life,
poor Jenny,
yep. Because of, good God, get over
it's Brad Pitt. It's been almost 10 years.
Yeah.
You know what?
Move on. How much money do you have? Who you can date anyone you want to date on the face of the earth, but it's still this poor Jenny thing?
Yeah. Listen to me.
Give me a break.
In my day, when Eddie Fisher left Debbie Reynolds, she put on a smile and she danced for
right.
us. She didn't do this whole Eddie Fisher left me, wah, wah, wah. And as a result, we got some great performances out of Miss Debbie Reynolds. And now her beautiful daughter is chasing people down with a shotgun.
Right.
Take a page from Miss Debbie Reynolds.
And if you don't think Kim Novak's hotter than an Italian sandwich, you go ask Eddie Fisher the next time you see him. That's what Sinatra told me.
Here's a clip.
23 years ago in Chicago.
Here's a clip. Here's a clip from the celluloid abortion that is Love Happens.
Eloise. Oh. I haven't been on a date.
Just right there. We're
done. Okay, that's
just
enough.
Right there.
That's enough.
Eloise. First of all, the character's name is Eloise. I hate you.
Yeah.
Second of all, Eloise, and she goes, oh. Did you hear that?
Like, I haven't been on a date for years because of my dead wife.
No, I haven't been on a date for years because I'm wrapped up in just some things. Listen to her give that little, ugh.
Eloise, I haven't been on a date in 3 years. See, I was married, and normally I'm quite dashing and debonair and whatever other D word there is that would really impress you, but it's painfully apparent that I'm a little rusty.
Why wouldn't you just say so?
Desperate attempt to hold on to whatever shred of masculinity that I have left.
It's gone, Aaron.
Listen, Two-Face. You need to just go away for a while. And take Banana Boobs with you. The both of you, I'm going to say this right now, and I don't do this lightly, you are both banned from the Dave and Darren show.
Wow. Okay.
Banned.
Dude, it doesn't happen
banned.
Often.
Banned!
This movie could
not since Penelope Ann Miller.
This movie could ruin their careers.
At least for a couple months.
Yeah.
Right?
You know what? It'll be the number one movie in America.
No.
Because we just want to see my little girl. We just want to see Rachel.
We just want to see her happy.
We want to see Rachel happy.
We want Rachel to be happy. If you spend a nickel on this movie, you're banned from the show as well. Banned. Love Happens will probably win Movie of the Year in the River City's Reader poll, though.
I'll
bring it back to that.
Ouch.
I'll bring it back.
Oh, that hurts.
I'll go right back there, Mike Schultz.
You've said some hurtful things. That's in the top 12. Yeah.
Top
okay.
12.
Jeez.
The people that go to this movie are the people that won't leave that poor girl in Antioch, California alone.
You mean her abductors?
No, not the abductors.
You think Phil Gerardo's going to go check out?
I don't think he's allowed to.
I'd like to go see That Love Happens is what I'd like to see. It's a heartwarming story if you'll only watch it.
Yeah.
I'd bring my crazy wife, go see that movie. Before they find the dead girls in the backyard. Good Lord. Awful. Awful. I regret even bringing it up, everyone.
Yeah, that's
are you gonna go
time we're never going to get back. Am I going? Hell yeah, of course.
He's Mike Schultz.
Please. What would we talk about next week otherwise?
From the River City's Reader. Read his reviews online at rcreader.com. And
I got another title for that. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay. Yeah, I do too. Mine's for off the air as well. You're listening to the Dave and Darren Show. This is Rock 104.9.